We begin the current daf and stuff. The Yuma daf Samache. We begin 7 lines down from the top of the Yamid. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is we had in our Mishnah a halacha that said that we bring these two seirim. We make a lottery, and we have one sar goes l'Hashem, one sar goes l'Azazel. However, what happens if after we made the lottery something happens to one of them? Then the halacha is that we have to go ahead and do a new lottery because each one has to come together bound with the other one. So you have to replace one that got lost or something that happened to it. So you have to go ahead and bring another one. And now you have two of the other types. So for example, let's say if something happened to Sar Lazazel. So you have to go ahead and bring a new Sar Lazazel. But you can only do that by doing a lottery. So you have now a new Sar Lazazel, which takes the place of the old one. So you only have one Sar Lazazel. But then you have two Sar Lashems. You have the original one. And now you have the new one. So the halacha is that we say that one of them is brought as the kapara, which you take the blood and do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Pereches, the Mizbech HaZav. And the other one is Raya, that it goes out to graze. And Rebbe Yehuda holds, actually, it dies. So there was a machlekes between Rav and Rebbe Yochanan, which one is the second one, the extra one, that's Raya, that goes out to graze, and it's not the one that's being used. Rav held that the first one is the one that's used, as he said, like we explained, because he holds like Rabbi Yasi, that the mitzvah is Berishan. So the first one, the one that originally had that Itzhar Lazazel, had died, and you got a new one, that's the one that's used. And the Sheni of the second group is the one that's Roya. Rabbi Yechanan held that no, that Balichayim are Nidachin, it's considered rejected because at one point, when it lost its counterpart of Itzhar Lazazel, it wasn't viable. Now when we have the new one, it's viable now back again, but that's called Nira Benitche. It was even though it was a living animal at the time, but he was Balichayim on Nidach, and they could be rejected. They were the first ones rejected, and it's the second Sar Lashem, the new one, that's used actually in the Sar Lashem. Now the Gemara continues on that, Machlekes, and says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that it seems to support the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. And that is, it said in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamas. Rabbi Yehuda says, as we mentioned before, that not like the Rabbanan say that the one that's not being used is the one that goes out to graze, rather actually gets killed. Now, as Rashi explains, the Gemara assumes right now that this one that the Rabbanan said should go out to graze is the one where Rabbi Yehuda says that no, it doesn't go out to graze, it gets killed. Now, another important note is that it has to be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that balichaim are nidachin, that living animals can be rejected. Because as he himself ended off the Mishnah by saying, Nishpach Adam, Yom Mishtalech, he said that if the blood spills out of the Sar Lashem, then the Mishtalech, the one that's supposed to go La'azazel, which is still living, it's living all the way until it's sent off the cliff and then it's killed, that it has to be killed. So you see, because on some level it's considered rejected when its counterpart, the Sar Lashem, has its blood spilled out, that you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds it has to be killed, so you see that he holds Balichayim on Nidachim. So then the Gemara goes as follows. We can understand this part of the Mishnah, the end of our Mishnah, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, that he says it's the second one of the first pair that goes out to graze, as we explained, because he considers that one rejected, because even though it was still living, but the fact that it lost its counterpart Lazazel makes it rejected for that time until you get a new one. So therefore we can understand, Rabbi Yehuda Yamas, that's how we understand now that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he argues under Rabbanan, and he says, no, it doesn't go out to graze. Actually, it's a chatas, she'niskapra bi'achar. It's a chatas that you have in the Tumah with another one, which is one of the five halachal mesh mesinais, which Rabbi Yehuda argues on the chachamim, and he holds that even though it's a carbon sibur, you will apply the halacha of a carbon chatas, she'niskapra bi'alea, that it's killed. So, and so therefore he says that it's going to be killed. So, miskapra b'sheni, she'bezug sheni. So therefore, what are you going to have the Tumah with then ultimately? It's going to be with the second one of the second pier, the way the Chacham understand. And that is according to Rabbi Yechanan, and it makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Yehuda argues in Rabbanan in the fact of just if it goes out to be Raya, that he says it doesn't go out to graze, it just gets killed. So therefore the first one is being rejected according to both opinions. One just says that it grazes, one says that is Rabbi Yehuda that it gets killed. So which one do you actually have the Tumah from? It's the second one, the new one. But according to Rav, the Amar Sheni Shabazug Sheni Yira, his opinion, as we mentioned before, is that the second one of the second period, that's the one that goes out to graze, because we use the first one, it doesn't get rejected, because Abalichai, the fact that it's still alive, doesn't allow it to be rejected yet. And we want just the first one, because like Rabbi Yisi says, we want to do the mitzvah Berishan. Now, so therefore it's the second one that gets rejected and goes out to graze. Now on that, and that's what the Gemara is assuming, is what Rabbi Yehuda Yamas. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, I agree on which one is the which one, but the second one that you're saying goes out to graze, it doesn't go out to graze, it's actually killed. Now then the question becomes, according to Behuda, with which one of the Sarah Lashems are you going to have the Toma with? And that is, you can't say it's going to be the first one, like Rav learns in the Chachamim, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot have the atonement over there, because that clearly in our Mishnah says that Bali Chaim are nidach, and they are rejected. And that's why he said that when the blood spills out of the Sar Lashem, the Sar Mishtalech has to be killed, because although it's still alive, and it's alive all the way till it's thrown off the cliff, it doesn't make a difference. It's rejected even when it's alive. Now therefore, if Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chachamim, that it's the second one that gets rejected, it's just that he doesn't hold that it goes at the grades that just killed, so you're not using the second one because it's being killed, but you can't use the first one either because it's being rejected, because although it was alive, however, since it lost its Azazel for some time till you brought a new one, made a new lottery, got a new Sarah Azazel, it was rejected even though it's alive, and then you can't use that, and you're not using the second one, so which one are you having the Toma with? So that the Gemara answers, Mi Savit Rabbi Yehuda, do you think when Rabbi Yehuda said Tomus, that no, it doesn't go out to graze, rather it's killed, Asheni Shebezug Sheni Kai? You think he was going on the second one of the second pair? In other words, the Sar Lazazel is the one that takes over the first Lazazel, which had died. Now the second one, meaning the counterpart, the Sar Lashem of the second pair, do you think on that is what Rabbi Huda was saying, that you say Raya and I say Tammuz? No. Rabbi Huda Asheni Shebezug Rishon Kai. When Rabbi Huda said that it's killed, he was going on the second one, meaning the counterpart of the Sar Lazazel, of the first pier, that he said that that's the one that's going to be killed. And that is, as we had explained in the previous staff, that there were two machloikas in according to Rav. And that is actually makes more sense even, that that's what is what the word vi'id is. And therefore, according to Behuda, that he's not saying Thomas on the second one. Thomas is the first one. And you're right, it is rejected. And it's the second one that you get the tum with. And that is how we explained the previous stuff. That's actually what the word vi'oid means. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, actually, the word vi'oid is difficult. What is Rabbi Yehuda saying vi'oid that he's adding on? Now, we said there was two machlokes. One is, first of all, the one that's rejected. Is it Raya or Thomas? Another machlokes was, Rabbi Yehuda holds, actually, it's not the second one that Rav holds his interpretation of the Chachamim, that it's the second one that gets rejected, because the first one is not rejected because of Bali Chai, and therefore we prefer to use it because of Mitzvah Berishon. Actually, Rabbi Yehuda holds Bali Chai are nidachin, and therefore it's the first one that's rejected. And moreover, not only is it rejected, not like the Chacham holds the second one that's rejected, but it actually gets killed. Now, the Gemara tells that Ve'ikad the Kamais of Hachi, that those who ask this question that we were just focusing on, which the Gemara had asked on the previous daf, that the Gemara had asked, it says in our Mishnah of Oid Am Rabbi Yehuda, and that is, we were able to prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds Bali Chaim Nidachin, because he ends off by saying that when the blood spills out, then the Sar Lazazel Hamishtalech has to get killed. Now that's obviously, even though it's alive, we see Bali Chaim Nidachin. So the Gemara had asked that on the previous stuff on Rav, because Rav had said clearly that he holds Bali Chaim are not Nidachin. And that's how he was interpreting the Chacham. So the Gemara had asked that on Rav, to which Rav had said, I'm not saying in Rabbi Yehuda, you're right, as the Gemara had just concluded over here similarly, that actually Rabbi Yehuda argues on two points, and I'm going like the Chacham, who say, Bali Chaim are not Nidachim. However, the Gemara says now that there's a different version of those that had asked this question of Rabbi Yehuda, actually not on Rav, but rather on Rabbi Yechanan. And the question was as follows. Said in our Mishnah, V'oigdam Rabbi Yehuda. This is how the Mishnah concluded by saying, and moreover, Rabbi Yehuda said, Nishbach Adam, Yom Yisrael Mishtalech. If the blood of the Sar Lashem spills out, then the one that's going Lazazel has to die. Yisrael Mishtalech, Yishafech Adam. If the one of Lazazel died, so the blood gets spilled out. Either one, they're bound to each other, and something happens to one, the other one gets rejected. Now, on that, the Gemara asks as follows. Bishlem L'Rav, we very well understand the statement of Rabbi Yehuda according to Rav, that he says, according to Tanakama, that living animals are not rejected. And again, that's why he said that it's the first Sar Lashem that gets used. Now, the second one of the second pair is what he says, is the one that goes out to graze. On that, Rabbi Yehuda says that not on that one do I say that that gets killed. Rather, that's why he ended up saying at the end of the Mishnah of Oid, as we just said before, because there's two points that he argues on the Tanakama, on the Chacham, to say that actually living animals are rejected. And that I'm arguing on you that it actually gets killed and not just going out to graze is going on the first one and not on the one that Rabban said it goes out to graze. And as we said, that he argues on two points, as the Gemara explains. Reisha, Pligi Bechat Tzibur. First, in the first half, that Rabbi Yehuda has two statements in our Mishnah. The first statement, he argues regarding halacha of Chatas Tzibur, that the Rabbanan say that we do not apply the halacha of Chatas Shekipur Ba'aleh Ba'achar, that if there's a Karban Chatas that the owner gets an atonement from another one, although generally we say that that will make the Karban Chatas die, the Rabban say that and the Karban Tzibur doesn't die, it goes at the grave. And then Rabbi Yehuda argues and he says it's going to die. That's one machlekes. The Seifon, then by the Seifon where he adds this V'oid, Pligi Ba'alachayim, there's another machlekes going on. That the Rabbanan say that a living animal is not rejected, and therefore you get the atonement with the first one. And of that, Rabbi Yehuda says that no, it's the first one that actually gets killed, and the second one gets brought, because he holds that Bali Chaim Arni Dachin. So there are these two machlekesin. So now we understand why there's these two statements of Rabbi Yehuda. El Rabbi Yechon and my V'oid, but according to Rabbi Yechon, what is this V'oid that Rabbi Yehuda is adding when he ends off in the Mishnah? But the Rabbanan also say the first one is the one that gets rejected. So what's V'oid? They would agree to the fact of Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of when the blood spills out, then you have to kill the, you wouldn't necessarily kill it, but it would be rejected, the one, but they already argued about if it gets killed or if it goes at the graves. The only thing he would be adding is to this element of that a living animal gets rejected. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chama agree that a living animal gets rejected. And that's why they hold that the first one is the one that's rejected and the second one is brought. So what is this V'oid? I think Gemara concludes, Kasha, you're right, as we had said in the previous daf, that Deka Masnitin Kavasei Terav, our Mishnah seems to be precisely read like Rav's opinion, not like Rabbi Yechanan. And actually, the Gemara had brought a ride to Rabbi Yechanan from a Braisa, but had said that our Mishnah sounds like Rav, not like Rabbi Yechanan. Therefore, there were these two versions how to read this V'oid. Was it a, did they use it as a question on Rav, which the Gemara ultimately answered and said that you're right, Rabbi Yehuda does not like the Chachamim, and you write from him, you see Bali Chaim Arni Dachim, but I'm going, Rav says, like Rabbanan. Or there are those that asked it actually on Rabbi Yechanan, which is because according to him, you're right, that you see Rabbi Yehuda is agreeing to you. But what is this V'oid that he's arguing on the Chachamim? And if the Chacham also agree to this concept that you want to say that Baal Chaim Arni Dachin, what is Rabbi Yehuda adding on when he says V'oid? And the Gemara ends with a Kasha, you're right, it's difficult, our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yechanan's interpretation. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah, which we just quoted the statement just before, that said, V'oid am Rabbi Yehuda, and moreover Rabbi Yehuda said, then nishbach adam, yomisim ishtalech, if the blood spills out, then the one that's supposed to be sent away dies, and the same thing in the other way. If the sar lazazel dies, then you have to spill out the blood. They're bound up one with each other. So the Gemara asks the following question. Bishlem and nishbach adam, yomisim ishtalech. We can understand that if the blood of the sar lashem spills out, and that is the way the process works, is first they would slaughter the sar lashem, they would do the avoidis, and then they would go ahead and take the sar lazazel. So we could understand that since we're saying they're bound up one with the other, the two mitzvahs are interdependent. So yes, if the blood spills out, you have to kill the mishtalech, the kati lisavin mitzvase. Because when the blood is spilling out of the sar lashem, the mitzvah obviously of the blood wasn't done yet. And as Rashi adds, the term chukah, which always connotes ikuv, that it has to be done exactly how it's written, is written by the avodas that are done with the big day lavan, with the white linen garments, and especially those that are done inside the holy areas, which is, according to everybody, the sar lashem is done inside the holy areas. And therefore, you have to go ahead and bring another blood. Now, as we had mentioned in previous dafim, you cannot bring a new animal, without doing a hagrala, a lottery of two animals. Now, since Rabbi Yehuda holds, as we mentioned before, as is clearly from our Mishnah, that Bali Chaim Arni Dachin, living animals are rejected. So therefore, you have to say that the first Mishtaleach, the first Sar Lazazel, is going to be killed, and you have to bring a new Sar Lazazel, because once the blood spills out, so now you have to get new blood. You have to get new blood, you have to do it with a lottery. That means you're having a new one to take the place of the other one. That means at that time, the Sar Lazazel was rejected, because it didn't have a Sar Lashem with it, so therefore it's rejected, because even though it was living, you read the holds of Bali Chai is Nidachin. So we understand that half. But the Gemara asks, Elamesa Mishtaleach, but regarding the other half of that case, when the Sar Lazazel dies, Amai Shafach Adam, why do we say that you spill out the blood of the Sar Lashem? In other words, why do we need to complete, to complement that Sar Lashem with a new Sar Lazazel, which means to say that therefore you have to bring another two Sa'irim to make the lottery, and therefore, since you're making a lottery, you're bringing two new ones, obviously we're rejecting the old ones, and that's why you have to spill out the bloods. But on that, the Gemara's question is, Hos Avid Le Mitzvaseh, the mitzvah of the Sar HaMishtaleach was already done. And that's because, as Rashi explains, anything that was Me'akiv is something that you have to go ahead and do it again. And that's the point we said by the Sar Lashem, by the other half of the case, which we said if the blood spills out, so that's Me'akiv, so you have to bring new blood, and you have to bring new blood, that means that you're rejecting the old Sar Lazazel because it didn't have its counterpart. But the point is that The only thing that's me'akiv in regards to the star la'azazel is the lottery of it. In other words, because you have to do a lottery to choose one star la'ashem and one star la'azazel. Now that's integral, that lottery, because you have to define which one's the star la'ashem, which is integral. However, Rabbi Yehuda already told us that even if you don't do the vidui on the star la'azazel, it will still be kosher. Now, as Rashi says, most definitely, that sending it away to the azazel, to the cliff, we throw it off, is most definitely not mi'akiv, according to everybody, because if we even find Rabbi Yehuda saying the vidui, which seems to be the main component of the star la'azazel, even if it's not done, it'll be kosher, most definitely the trip that you send it off is not mi'akiv. Now, because when does it say in the Torah Chukah that these things have to be exactly as it's written? That's only regarding things that the Kohen Gadol does with the white linen garments, but most definitely not what the trip of the Sar LaZazel, which is being sent by what's called an Ish Iti, someone that's prepared, that's designated, that's not the Kohen Gadol with the Big Day Lovin. And therefore the Gemara's question is, who cares that he dies? It's not integral for the kapar, for the atonement of the day. Because even the vidui that you have to do on him, which maybe you even did at this point, it doesn't make a difference. Even that will be kosher without it. So it's already Savin Mitzvase. Why do you need, when the animal dies, to spill out the blood? What's wrong? There's nothing lacking in the spilling of the blood, even of its counterpart. Because whatever was done with the Sar Lazazel up until now, which was nothing besides the lottery, but you don't need anything more than that. And therefore, why would you say that if it dies, you have to get a new blood? So that Amri Deber Rabbi Yanai, that they said in the Yeshiva Rabbi Yanai, that Amar Krad says in the Pasuk, Ya'amad chai lefnei Hashem l'chaper, said regarding the Sar La'azazel, that it should remain standing alive in front of Hashem for the atonement. Now, what the drasha is ad masa yehi zakuk li'ischai. How long does the Sar La'azazel have to remain standing alive, meaning that it shouldn't be dead? That's ad shas matan damim shel chaveroi. That's up until that you apply the bloods, which is what the pasuk says l'chaper, until you apply the bloods of its counterpart of the Sar La'ashem. Which the inference is, if it dies before you do the bloods, which we're saying you still have the bloods over here, and the Mishdaleich dies, so the atonement of the blood is nothing. Because as you see in the Pasuk, that it has to be alive when you're doing the bloods. And therefore you need to go ahead and now bring the new Sar La'azazel, because it has to be alive when you're doing the bloods of the Sar La'ashem. Now, like we said before, you can't just bring a new Sar La'azazel. You have to do a hagrola, a lottery. Now, so therefore, you have to bring two new Seirim. Therefore, that means the first one's being rejected. And that's because everybody agrees for sure in that case, which is when you have the bloods, which it's already slaughtered, that a slaughtered carbon is going to be rejected according to everybody. And therefore, it's not a question why it is in such a case that we're going to say you have to spill out the bloods, because since it is integral, you're right, it's not integral in avoida shaboy, in other words, in regards to the service per se of the Sar La'azazel, but it is integral for the to be alive and to be around when you're doing the avoidas of the dam of the Sar La'ashem inside the holy areas. It says, Yo'amad chalaf ne'ashem l'chaper, when you're doing the atonement, and since it's not alive, so you have to bring a new one. If you bring a new one, you have to do it by bringing a lottery, and bringing two new ones. That's a rejection of the first one, and that's why you have to spill out the bloods of the first one. Now the Gemara continues with the following Mishnah, which in the words of the discussion will come out relative to what we were talking about with our topic of the Sayer of the Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Sinan Hasim, we learned over there in Mishnah, Mesech Tishkalim, B'nei Ha'ir Shoshalchu, regarding people of a city that sent through a messenger, Eshiklein their Shkalim to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and that is once a year, everyone had to go ahead and send a Machzah Shekel to be able to create the fund that would then support the by purchasing of the Karbanis of the Karban Tamed, all the Karbanis of the Tzibur. So if they sent their Shkalim, V'nignivu Oisha Abdu, and it got stolen or was lost, through the messenger that was taking it on his way up to Yerushalayim. So it depends. Im nitruma truma, if the truma was already taken off, and that is three times a year that they would take off in three boxes and three baskets. So now, if that truma was already taken off before they found out about it, that it was lost, so then halacha is nishboyin, then the messenger, he swears what's called a shvua shoymen, which is something that will say that on the type of level of watchman that he's watching, that he's a shomer, it will make him exempt because he's not liable for those types of responsibilities. So he makes such an oath, ligizbarin, to the one that's in charge of the hekdesh money. And the reason is because in such a case where the truma was already done, that means to say that no matter where the coins are, it already has the status of hekdesh. And Rashi says even more so. He says that the owners will not be responsible for the shkalim, as he brings a brisa that even if it was lost before the truma was done, but as long as it wasn't known, the truma will already be chal on those things. So therefore, wherever they are, the truma was done for all the shkalim that already have been sent, and therefore it was already in the possession of Hekdesh. So now who is the responsibility of the shomer to? Not to the owners, because it was already considered beyad Hekdesh. Therefore, he makes an oath to the kizbaron, and therefore the owners will not have to give a new machzah shekel. However, the imlav, if the truma wasn't taken off yet, so therefore there's no loss to Hekdesh, because Hekdesh didn't even do anything with the coins yet. Rather, it was a loss to the owners, and therefore nishboin levnei ha'ir, he swears to the people of the city, and let's say he's a type of a shomer, for example, a shomer chinam, who's not responsible for gneva v'aveda, he's only responsible for pshir, for negligence, and therefore if it was stolen, he says, look, I swear to you that it was stolen from me, and I'm not responsible for that, and therefore, uvnei ha'ir shokl nachem tachtein, so the people of the city have to go ahead and take new shkolim, because although they had taken off and sent it, but he's not responsible, but Hekdesh didn't get the money yet, so you have to go ahead and take a new shkolim. If the truma was already done before they found out about it, so the truma was chal on all those that had been sent already, so it was already in the possession of Hekdesh, so then it's Hekdesh's loss and it's not the owner's loss, then they wouldn't have to go ahead and give. Now, the Mishnah says, in this case where they have to go ahead and pay now new shkolim, because they sent it but it got lost and the shomer is not responsible and the Hekdesh didn't get it, so they have to send new ones. Nimtzu, if they were found, in other words, in the case where it was lost, or if the robbers go ahead and return it in the case where it was stolen, then elu ve'elu shkolim heim, both of them are considered shkolim, ve'ein oylehem, and it's not considered for the owners, l'shana haba, that it should be valid for the coming year, and rather for the coming year, they have to take new machzah shekels. So the opinion of the Tanakhama is, although now we have two machzah shekels, because you have the one they originally sent, but it got lost, so they have to take, they made new machzah shekels. Now, however, although we find the other ones, you can't say, oh, I have credit now for the next year. No, it doesn't work for the next year. And they're both considered for this year, and the next year you would have to take a new machzah shekel. Rabbi Huda says, no, it is valid for the coming year. They have credit for the next year. They don't have to pay the machzah shekel the coming year. So the Gemara asks, my time, Rabbi Huda. What's the reason of Rabbi Huda in this Mishnah, Masech Shkolim, that he holds that if you find the old ones, that you won't have to go ahead and take new ones next year? This year's will work for next year. So Amar Rava, Rava says, because some Rabbi Huda holds, Chayvei Shel Shana Zu, obligations of this year, in other words, if it was separated, the Shkolim for this year, Krevis L'Shana Abba, it could be brought the coming year, and therefore he holds, there's no problem. You took two times, so it'll be valid. You'll be able to have a holdover on it for the next year, and you won't have to take Machzah Shekel the next year. Now that, Abaye asked from the following Braisa, which is in regards to the discussion of Amar Masechta, and especially what we're talking about in our Perek. So Abaye asked, we learn the Braisa, Par V'sar Shel Yomei Kippurim Sh'avdu, regarding the bull and the he-goat of Yom Kippurim that got lost. And that is, those are the two karbanos that are brought inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. One is from the pier of the Sa'irim. One is the Sar L'Azazel, which we're not talking about. And the other one is the Sar L'Hashem. That's the one of Yom Kippurim. And the par is the bull. That's what the Kohen Gadol brings for himself. So there's two karbanos that he brings inside the holy areas. If they got lost, and then he separated another one for them. That is, the Jewish people had to bring a new Sar, and the Kohen Gadol had to bring a new par. And similarly, v'chin seir avodah zarah, so too the he-goats of avodah zarah, that is in the case when the entire Jewish people sinned with avodah zarah, with idol worship, because Beis Din gave a psak halacha that was a mistake, so therefore the Jewish people then have to bring an atonement with a par la'ayla, a bull for an ayla, and a sire, a he-goat, for a chatas. So too the seirim, which are the chatas for the avodah zarah, sha'avdu, if they got lost, v'hifra shachim tachtein, and then they went and made new ones for them. And all these cases are talking about, and then the first ones were found. So we found the par and the sar of Yom Kippurim. We found the original sar by the zara. Halach is, kulan yemusu divrei Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda holds they all are killed. And this is actually Rabbi Huda l'shitasa in our Mishnah, where he holds that although it's a chatas, she'kipur ba'alel, but it's a tzibur, although generally we say that the pindatan, the kama, the chacham are that by a tzibur, you don't say that. Rabbi Huda holds that it even gets killed, even in the case of a tzibur. Whereas Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Aymer, as we found in the Chacham in our Mishnah, Yirad Shistavo V'Yimachur, actually they say that it goes out to graze until it develops a blemish and then it's sold. V'Yiplu L'Dmeim L'Dav, and then it's money, it's used for a donation type of offering. She'in Chatas Tzibur Mesa, because they hold, not like Rebbe Huda, as the Chacham of our Mishnah, that a Chatas of a Tzibur is not killed. Obviously it's not going to be used because you're having the atonement with another one, but it goes out to graze. However, the question on Rebbe is that we see Rebbe Huda holds that you do not take this Sar Yom Kippurim and the Par Yom Kippurim and bring it the following year. Now, why not? You just said, according to Behuda, that he holds, no problem. You have 2 times machzah shekels. Save it for the following year, because you could have an obligation from this year for the next year. So the question is, why do we say that it has to be killed? Why are you killing it for? You separate a sar for Yom Kippur. Then you got lost. So you separate another one. Then you found the old one. So you have 2 standing. So he says that one will be brought and one will be killed. Why kill it? Save it for the coming year. So then Amalei, so he responded to him, and the Gemara goes through 5 different approaches till it finally reaches the understanding of this case, of how do we resolve this with how Rava had explained the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, that you could keep something for the next year. So why is it over here that the Sar and the Par of Yom Kippurim you don't keep for the next year, actually gets killed? So the first approach the Gemara tries saying is, he responded to him that, Karbon Tzibur? Are you telling me a Karbon Tzibur that comes from the Trumas Halishka Ka'amrit? That's what you're coming to ask on me from? In other words, regarding the Sar of Yom Kippurim, that why don't we keep it for the following year? Which comes from the Trumas Halishka, which is when they take from the funds, of the public funds, as we said, the Karbon Tamid and the Masafin. That's the Machzah Shekel that they give, that they then use those funds to purchase Karbon Tzibur, which includes the Sar of Yom Kippurim, which is brought for the entire Jewish people. He says, on that, you're asking me that why can't you leave for the following year? Shani Karbonas Tzibur. Karbonas Tzibur are different, and that is from Rish Chaydish Nisan and on, you can't bring from the old Karbonas. Kedir Reb Tavi Amir Baishia, that he says, as it's brought in Masechus Rosh Hashanah on the Vizayinim and Alf. Dam Reb Tavi Amir Baishia, he says, Amakra. There's a pasuk in my Midbar that says, Zois Oila is Chaydish Bechachai. This is the Oila of the month in its month. And as Rashi says, it actually adds on another Lechachai Hashanah to its months. Now, as Rashi points out, there's many months here that it's saying. The word Chodesh is mentioned many times to tell you a drasha, which it tells you that there is a certain month in the year when you have to renew the karbanos and to bring them from the new truma. And the Gemara there learns out from the word Shana, Shana from Nisan, where there it says Rishon Hu Lachem Lachatche Hashana. It says Shana over there, it says Shana over here. And therefore we learn, as the Gemara says, Amar Torah, the Torah is telling you, Chadesh Vahavi Li Karbon Mitrumah Chadasha. I want you to renew the supply, the funds of the monies that are used to purchase the Karbanas Tibur, and buy me the Karbanas from the new Truma. And therefore Rav is answering that although you're right, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Machzah Shekel from this year could be used for next year, that's because it's money. But a carbon, like the one that was purchased of the Sarir of Yom Kippurim, you can't bring it the following year because there's a cutoff date. When Nisan comes, you can't use the old carbonas. Even the old monies for the carbonas you can't use. You have to use the new monies for the new carbonas. And therefore, don't ask me why there you have to kill the carbon tzibur of the Sarir, because carbonas tzibur are different, because the Trumas Halishka, you have to go ahead and renew the fund at Nisan, so you can't use it the following Yom Kippur. But in that, the Gemara asks, Hotenech Sayer, so that's a good answer for the Sayer, the he-goat of the Tzibur, which is the Sar Lashem, which that comes from the Trumas Halishka, it's the public funds. And you're right, that we see from Yeshia, that you don't go ahead and use last year's funds. However, Par, but the Par of the Kohen Gadol, Ma'ikel Emema, what are you going to say over there? That's not used from the public funds. That does not have the application of Rishon Hu Lachem Lachatche Hashana, where that Nisan is the cutoff line. A Karbon Yachid doesn't have this application of the Trumas Halishka. So why do we say by the Par of Yom Kippurim that also gets killed? Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say that you leave it for the next year, Yom Kippurim? Now the Gemara answers, Gezer Par Otru Sar, you're right. Par on its own merit would be able to be saved for the next year. But these are the 2 Karbonas that are used inside, and they have the Achas Lamala, Shav Lamata, they're done together, and then they're even mixed together, and they're thrown in the Mizbeach Hazav. So they might get confused, and you might think that just like you could keep the bull of the Kohen Gadol for the next year, so do the Sar you could leave, which you cannot, as we said, because you can't leave from 1 year to the next year. And that's why we don't allow the Par either, and we kill it, and we don't save it, just like we don't want to save the Sar, which you're not allowed to. That the Gemara asked, "Umeshum Gizeri Yomusu?" Because of this decree that we're concerned that you might mix it up with the Sar, it actually gets killed. Maybe it should go out to graze, but for sure, why would we kill it? But Va'id more, what the Gemara asks, "Hadri Reb Tavi Amrib Yeshu Gufa." This halacha itself of Reb Tavi, where you're coming from, that says that no, we can't use the Sar of Yom Kippurim from last year for the next year. That his halacha itself is mitzvahi. He's only saying that it's something that's preferable. It's a positive commandment, but not that it's mi'akiv, and so much so that you'll say that if it was left over, that it's going to be killed. Because the Amar of Yehuda Mershmul, he says, Karbanos Tzibur Haboin Be'echad Benis. And he says the same halacha. He says, the public karbanos that are brought on the first of Nisan, he says, mitzvah lehevi ben achadosh. You're right, it is a mitzvah, as Reb Tavi had said, to bring it from the new monies. But if you brought it from the old Karbanis, it will fulfill it. You're just missing that mitzvah which Reb Tavi had told us about. And therefore, the question is, even the sar shouldn't be killed. In other words, your answer was saying for the sar, and then the par, atusar. So first of all, the par should not be killed if it's just a gzera. But moreover, even the sar doesn't apply, this answer that you're giving, because even the sar should be able to be brought the next year, because it's only the mitzvah. But once it was already separated, we already have two of them, we shouldn't say that it has to be killed, because it's only a lemitzvah, but le'akiv, you say that it could be brought in the next years. Throughout the Ella Amar Reb Zera, the Gemara tries a second approach to explain why it is that this case, you don't have the application of Reb Yehuda's halacha, that it can be brought in the following year. Why, when you have two designated se'irim, Liyom Kippurim, can you not save it next year, and actually it either goes out to graze or it's killed? So that the Gemara answers, Lefisha in ha'goyril kaveh mishon l'chaverta. The reason why these two cannot be used is because you cannot have the lottery from one year to the next. And therefore, since it was this year, Yom Kippurim, that we made a lottery, and this became the Sar LaHashem, and then we lost it, so we got another one, then we found it. So now, however, that cannot be used the following year, because the lottery works for this year, it doesn't work for next year. That the Gemara asked, but Menaisa Benagril, what do you mean, bring it next year, and then do a new lottery on it? And that the Gemara says, no, we don't want to do that. Because it's a concern, we'd make a decree that people are going to think to say that, oh, that's the one from last year. Must be the lottery from last year works for the coming year, and you don't have to do a new lottery, which is not true. The lottery only works for that year. So although we're going to do a new lottery, people might mix it up and think it was from last year's lottery, so we don't want to bring it the following year. The Gemara asks, Hotei Nach Sayer. That answer works for the Sar LaHashem, which is chosen through a lottery between it and the other Sar, which is used LaZazel. However, Par, but the bull of the Kohen Gadol, which has no lottery applied to it, the Kohen Gadol just brings a bull. Michael and Mema, what are you going to say over there? Why can that not be used the following year? So that the Gemara answers like it did before. Gzeri par otusar, it's a decree that you're right, but we're concerned about the sa'ir, that people might say that a lottery from last year is working for this year, and the par, they're very similar in the sense that they're used together. So they might mix up the par with the sa'ir and think that the sa'ir you could also use for the next year, and therefore we don't bring the par either. But that the Gemara asked like it did before. Umshum gizeri yamusu, because of a decree it dies. In other words, so let Rabbi Yehuda at least say that it goes out to graze. Why does he say that it gets killed? So the Gemara tries a third approach. Amur Rabbanan kamed Abaya. The Rabbanan said in front of Abaya, gizeri mishum chatas shemesu ba'alav. It's a concern. It's a decree because maybe the owner is going to die. In other words, maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to die in this year. So you have this sa'ir, that you have this power that's waiting for the coming year when the Kohen Gadol is going to bring it again next year, maybe he's going to die. And we know that a chata shemesa ba'alav gets killed. And therefore, we're concerned that if we're going to save it next year and the Kohen Gadol might die and we're going to use it, it's not going to be valid because it's a chata shemesa ba'alav which has to be killed. And therefore, we don't want to ever save it because of the concern that he might die throughout that year. And that the Gemara asks, now in the reverse, a chata nechpar. That answer is good for the bull of the Kohen Gadol, which he's an individual. And there we know the halacha is achata shemesa ba'alav, it's going to die. However, sa'ir, regarding the he-goat, which is brought by the tzibur, which the tzibur of the Jewish people don't die, Michael and Mema, what are you going to say over there? There you don't have the concern that the owner is going to die during the year, and therefore why can't you not use that the coming year? So the Gemara says, Gzeris sar otu par. It's a decree that, you're right, the concern is only by the bull, but since the sar is closely related to the par, these are the two brought inside the holy areas, we're concerned that if we allow you to do it by the sar, you might do it by the par, and if you do it by the par, the Kohen Gadol might die during the year, and then it's going to be a problem because it's not valid if the owner dies. So the Gemara asks, as it asked before, Mishum Gzeri Musu, because of a decree, so we make it, you kill it? At most, let it graze and then develop a blemish, but to kill it, why would you kill it? Because of a gzera. So therefore, Ella rather, Gemara tries the fourth approach. Gzera mishum chatas sh'aber shanasa. It's a concern because of a chatas that passes over its first year. And that is, maybe when it reaches the coming Yom Kippur, it will already pass a year old from this Sa'ir LaHashem, from when it was born. Now, the halacha is, we know by all Si'iri Chatas, that to become possible after they're a year old, as the Brisa teaches in Teres Kayanim, it says regarding a Chatas of an individual, it says, Teira Achas Yilachem, there will be one halacha for you, etc. Now, so we compare the word Teira, that means the whole Teira is compared to what the Pasuk there is talking about, of Avodah Zara. And it teaches us, just like the Chatas that's brought for, and that when he does Avodah Zarah, it has to be within a year old. So too, here also has to be within a year old, and therefore, all of these Se'iri Chatas cannot be more than a year old. And therefore, this Sa'ir LaHashem also cannot be more than a year old. And therefore, we're concerned that if we allow it to be saved for the next year, maybe it might be one that will go over a year, and therefore we're concerned that then it won't be valid. So therefore, we never save it for the coming year. So the Gemara asks, Zera, are you telling me that this is a decree that we're concerned that maybe it will bypass a year, it will reach past a year of an age old, and therefore it will be invalid? What do you mean? Higufa chatas avishnasi. It actually is always a case of a chatas that was past its year. In other words, what are you saying? It's a gzera. This is most definitely a chatas that a year passed, because there's a year from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur. Now, it has to be born at least a day before, and even more than that, because it has to be 8 days old before it's brought. So therefore, how are you ever going to have this decree? What do you mean? It actually is invalid. So what's the question? Why you're allowed to save this sa'ir? Why can you not save it for the following year? Because if a decree was saying, what does that have to do with a decree? It actually is invalid, because automatically the year passed within this Yom Kippur to the next Yom Kippur. And that thing where it says, holy kasha, no, that's not a question, because you actually could find a case of this sar lashem, this chatas, which is the sa'ir chatas brought by the tzibur, that's not a year old, from one Yom Kippurim, that you had made it for the Yom Kippur where it got lost, and then you brought another one, and then you found it, that to save it the next year, that actually would not be more than a year old, and therefore you would be allowed to. It's just that we make a gzera that maybe it will be more than the year. How so? Karebi, like the opinion of Rebbe, that Rebbe holds that a complete year is not from Yom Kippurim to Yom Kippurim. Because although we count our years by the lunar months, and therefore, it's going to be 354 days. However, a solar year has another 11 days. It has 365 days. Has 11 days more than the lunar year. Now, and that is what that Rebbe holds, that you have to count the year with all the more days that the sun has more than the moon. The time, like lunar brisa. There's a pasuk that talks about Bati Arichaima, which is a house that's sold in the walled city. Which is that the pasuk there says that this will be forever for the purchases. It will not go back as a general field to the one that's selling it by Yevil. Rather, it says in the pasuk there, it's in the pasuk in Vayikra Chafei, pasuk Lam, it says, Ve'im lo yigoyel, if it will not be redeemed, ad maloisloi, until we'll complete for him, as our Gemara quotes that part of the pasuk, shana to me, a complete year. If he does not redeem it within the year, then makam habayis asher be'ir asher loichayim, then the house that's in the city that has a wall around it will be latzmisis lakoinais, it will be forever for the one that purchased it, lideresa for his generations, lo yetze be'yevil, will not go out in yevil like a regular field that's sold, here it will stay forever. Now that Rebbe says, what does it mean a complete year? How much time does the seller have, which is called in the pasuk a complete year, to redeem his house before it forever gets acquired by the purchaser? And that minus sholish mis v'shisha mechamisha yoyim, he counts 365 days, kiminyan yamayzachama, like the amount of days of a solar, and that's whether the Bezdin had made it into an ibriyah, that they had added an adr sheini, or whether they didn't. Doesn't make a difference. Rebbe holds, divi Rebbe, he says that we always count according to the solar year. The Chacham Aymim, they say that no, we count the year according to how the Jewish year is, which is minus shnei masachedish miyem liyem. We count 12 months from day to day. If it's a regular year, that is, that was not had an ibriyah, did not have intercalated into another month of Adar Sheni. We continue top of Samach Vav Menal, the Imnis Abra. However, if it was an ibriyah that it was added month, is not just 12 months, there's 13 months, then this Abra Lamoicher, that addition is a benefit for the seller, and that is, it will not be considered Huchlat, which will mean that it will be final, this sale, until it reaches that same day in that same month that it was sold. So therefore, if you sell it on Zayin Adar, you will have to wait till Zayin Adar the following year, and you're going to have the extra Adar, which gives you 13 months instead of 12 months. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. However, Rebbe holds that no, it doesn't make a difference. We don't go from day to day. We're going to count a solar year of 365 days. Now, therefore, according to Rebbe, we could have a case when, if he was sanctified, this Sar Lashem, on the eighth day of when it was born, because it has to be at least 8 days old, on Erev Yom Kippurim, on the regular year. Therefore, when it reaches Yom Kippurim on the following year, it still has not reached 365 days. It has only reached 364 days. So therefore, according to Rebbe, it is feasible to have the Sar Lashem, to have it that it's not more than a year old. However, there is that decree that maybe it's going to be La'achar Shenasa, and therefore, although generally Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could bring something from this year for the next year, this is different because of the gzeira of Atut Achashnasa. So again, this is the Gemara's fourth approach, which the Gemara is going to ultimately fall off in the coming daf. However, now the Gemara is on this fourth approach and saying that what's the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda? You, Rav, had said that the machza shekel from this year, and the explanation of how does he hold that you don't know that it could be for the next year is because he holds that the obligation of this year could work for the next year. So we asked, so why is Rabbi Yehuda say that when you have the sar lashem and then it's lost and you get a new sar lashem, so you have two of them, and that he said that one is brought and the other one is killed. Why is it killed? Why don't we say for the next year? So that this fourth approach is saying that although it could be valid the coming year, because it is feasible to have it within the year. Because although it has to be even 8 days old on Erev Yom Kippurim at least, however, Rabbi Yehuda does not go with the lunar year, and therefore the year is not from Erev Yom Kippurim to Erev Yom Kippurim. Actually, it's 365 days, and it's feasible to have 364 days that the next Yom Kippur it would be valid. However, it is a gezeira that we don't want to allow you to use the Sar Lashem in the following year, because, and most likely, because this is a very hard case to actually get it within the year, gezeira atul achar shenasa, and therefore we don't allow you. But you're right. Although, technically, we would allow you to have the Sar Lashem from this year for the coming year, as Rav had explained in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. However, we're concerned that it might be past the year, because most of the cases are going to be like that, unless you have this exact case on day 8, which was Erev Yom Kippurim, on a Shana Pshuta, which does not have an Ibriya, then it's going to be within the year. However, concerned about when it's not going to be like that, and therefore we do not allow you, in the regular situation, to bring the Sar Lashem that was from this year for the coming year.